Today is the greatest day in the history of the New York Jets. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is a sports god. And for all you people, now if you go back and check the tapes, and you can check the Odyssey Rewind app for free, of course. But if you go back and check the tapes, I have been somebody who has always been a supporter of Aaron Rodgers. From day one, actually beyond day one, because today's kind of day one. This is going back to the Packers days. Always thinking that the Packers, when led by Aaron Rodgers, were going to be a Super Bowl winning team. Now, obviously, it only happened once, which is disappointing. And as I've said many times before, Rodgers is so good. The knock on him is, well, he's only won one Super Bowl. Think about that. And then think about that in comparison to the Jets. Think about all the people who knocked Aaron Rodgers. Oh, he won't be able to handle the New York media. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. He craves attention. He won't be able to handle the New York media. Wrong. You saw that on full display day one. All the interviews. Now, I thought it was a little short for my liking. I was hoping to get an hour out of that opening press conference, but they went, what, 20 minutes or so. But Rodgers answered all the questions perfectly. You know why? Because he's comfortable being himself. He's not trying to say what he thinks you want to hear, what he thinks he needs to say. He's saying what he feels and what he believes. He's being authentic. Aaron Rodgers gets it. He's gotten it before here, and he got it day one here. Which is why, no matter the result, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets is a great trade. I mean, it is funny to me. Comical. It is comical to hear people talk about, oh, they gave up too much. The Jets, who basically have never had a good quarterback. And I said basically, but really never. Outside of Boomer and maybe Testaverde for a year. Joe Willie, of course. They've never had a good quarterback, certainly in recent memory. People are complaining about them giving up a future number one and a two. I mean, come on now. Come on. That's nothing. It's peanuts to be able to get Aaron Rodgers in your building. And how about all that you heard? See, I felt this way before about Aaron Rodgers, and after listening to him today, I am in love with Aaron Rodgers. He gets it. He is a superstar, a Hall of Fame quarterback who wants to be here. And not only that, you know what I was thinking of the last couple of days? I was thinking, because I was prepared for this show, right? Trying to prepare for this show. No one's going to be 5 hours up against some games, which we'll get to later on when they finish. But for now, I'll try to ignore them, even though it's really what's going on. But I've been thinking about the angle. And initially, it was going to be, all right, guys, like, I've loved Rodgers more than everybody, but let's calm down with the Super Bowl talk. Jets and Super Bowl, please. Then I heard Aaron Rodgers speak. And what did Aaron Rodgers himself say? Super Bowl. Well, if he's not going to run from those expectations, I sure as hell am not going to run from those expectations. And everybody should embrace it. It doesn't mean that the trade will be a failure if they don't win the Super Bowl, but it means that the conversation has changed. It's not, oh, win a playoff game or get to the playoffs or win a division. The goal with Aaron Rodgers, and this is why you make this trade every single time, regardless of the result. The results may vary. You make this trade every single time because it now puts you in a spot where the expectation, the goal is to go win a Super Bowl from the quarterback's mouth himself. Not, well, you know, it's going to be difficult and it was tough in Green Bay and our first year with a new team is going to be challenging. None of that. He understands the challenges that lie ahead. He understands what goes into winning a Super Bowl, being that he's won one before and come close several other times. He understands that. He didn't run away from any of it. What he said was, I welcome the challenge. I want to bring that to New York and to the Jets specifically. And also understanding how important it would be for this franchise and what it would do to his legacy, taking a team. You know, it's a little bit different to do with the Green Bay Packers, who have had great success. Taking a team like the Jets, who haven't won since Super Bowl III. What that would mean. That's a guy that gets it. He understands what that would do to his legacy. It puts him in another stratosphere. The way that we said with LeBron James, where, yeah, LeBron winning in Miami was great. He could win two, three, four, whatever. But the one in Cleveland took him from an NBA champion to a sports god. Aaron Rodgers would be a New York sports god if he can win a Super Bowl for the New York Jets. Matter of fact, I think he's already there. Not a New York sports god, but he's a sports god. Even with just the one Super Bowl. Not all Super Bowl quarterbacks, winning quarterbacks, are that level. Rodgers, to me, is a sports god. You saw it. You know what he could do as a player. You saw it today in what he is as a person. Who gives a crap if he's vaccinated or not, or what's, you know, what political views he has? Who cares? You guys get worked up. Oh, I don't know if he's going to be able to handle that. That means nothing. You think Jet fans give a crap about that? They care about one thing and one thing only: winning. And that's what Aaron Rodgers is here to do. You have a chance to get a quarterback of that caliber, you do it every freaking time. If they would have given up another number one next year, I would have said, go ahead, give him up. This is a steal. Are you kidding me? The Packers are fools. You don't let a quarterback of his caliber go. So what? A second-round pick this year, swap two spots at a first round next year. So what? I would have given him another first round. Joe Douglas, he pulled the wool over their eyes. He fleeced them. To get Aaron Rodgers, how many first-round picks do you want? Here you go. Thank you. And they didn't even have to do that. It's a steal. Regardless of the result, Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets is a steal. This is no joke. Outside of Super Bowl III, and I wasn't around to see it, this is the greatest day. There have been some good days. I mean, far and few between, but there have been some good days. This is the greatest day in the history of the New York Jets. They go from pathetic franchise, trying to find their way, slowly but surely as Joe Douglas is building it, to now a franchise that is ready to compete at a high level because the quarterback won't accept anything less. He talked about changing the standards, changing the expectations. Instead of slaying the dragon, be the dragon. That's what you want. This is exactly the player that the New York Jets needed. It has been a down franchise forever. Haven't made the postseason, goodness sake, since 2010. Long time ago. And now they have the guy. You love that he showed respect to Joe Namath and even the way that he answered that. Like, you guys from afar, how come I could get it from afar but other people didn't? I don't understand it. You think that Rodgers is this bad guy and, oh, he's all about himself and he's a selfish diva. And then day one, you listen to what he says. How about now? How you like him now? Finally. You know what? Rodgers is a perfect fit for New York. He gets it. He's excited about living here. He's excited about the challenge. He's excited about building this team up from the doldrums of the NFL to one of the premier teams in the sport. It doesn't mean that they're going to win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl, but it means that they are in the conversation. And he, Aaron Rodgers, is doing all that he can to make sure he gets another one. Now, I'm not even going to worry about year two, year three. To me, it's not about that. It's not about Zach Wilson, who's next, how long he's here for. You know, at the very least, you've got 1 year of arguably one of the great quarterbacks that ever lived is going to be under center for the Jets. Think about that. Think about all the scrubs that we've had to watch over the last 10-plus years and beyond. Think about that. And now we get Aaron Rodgers. And this is also the type of move, because ultimately what you want as an organization is sustained success. This is the type of move that can build that moving forward, because Rodgers will have this team winning. Rodgers will make this team exciting. Rodgers will put this team on the map on a national level. And that can breed now success moving forward, where you don't have to bring in a quarterback and a rookie quarterback with potential, put him in a situation with a rookie head coach and have him fail miserably year in, year out, because the organization doesn't have that foundation. You want to build a successful foundation like the Steelers, like the Chiefs, like the Ravens, like the other teams that are, you know, like the Packers did. You want to build that sustainable model to where you can then just replace guys and have them come fit in your system. Well, this is the beginning of that. They finally have a competent general manager who knows what he's doing. We'll see about Robert Saleh, but look, Aaron Rodgers raved about him being an alpha. I'm fine with that. He is an alpha. Can he coach? I mean, we're going to find out. He's the rah-rah guy. We need to see a little more X's and O's, maybe an execution, obviously, on Sundays. But now that he has a quarterback, we're going to find out about Robert Saleh. The plan would be to have Douglas and Saleh here for the next 10, 15 years, regardless of how long Aaron Rodgers is here. But make no mistake about it, this is one of the great days, if not the greatest day outside of Super Bowl III in the history of the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers is here. Aaron Rodgers is the man.